If we're to scrabble for a theme in Wrangell this year, it might be water. The year began with a cold snap and struggles keeping the pipes from freezing up. As the year wraps up, we're having trouble meeting state water quality standards and having continuing issues with a high level of disinfection byproducts flowing from the tap. Water, like ferry cuts, leaving seasonal workers stranded pre-pandemic. Wrangell's winter ferry schedule is virtually non-existent, which local businesses say has a profound impact on their bottom line. Wrangell's Mayor Steve Prasenka and City Manager Lisa Von Bargen say that leaves them feeling like Wrangell is a second-class community.
At some point, you know, you start feeling like a second-class community.
Well, we're starting to wonder what we've done to get them upset.
Right.
Like, are we not doing something right? Is there something in our water? Like, let's get this sorted out, folks.
If we were conspiracy-minded.
Which we sort of are, but wrong. Not really.
Speaking of cuts, this was the first year Wrangell didn't have its own fish and game office. The governor vetoed requests to return the ADF&G office and an Office of Children's Services caseworker as well. Returning to water, the lack of a cruise season, abysmal salmon returns, ups and downs bringing fishermen to Wrangell, and only one operating fish processing plant. There is, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Wrangell's first positive case of COVID-19 was announced in early June. Wrangell tried to place additional COVID restrictions on travelers, only to be shut down at the state level. Moving later into the year, Wrangell's 4th of July was a more muted affair than the usual week-long festivities, with just an extended parade route and fireworks. Tragedy struck in late July as two siblings and Wrangell High School graduates were killed in a car wreck on Mitkoff Island while taking a break from their fishing season. The community came together, pouring out support for the Decker family and committing to finish Wrangell's Mariners Memorial in honor of the two siblings. At the schools, Wrangell managed in-person classes after a week's delay, even expanding the elementary school schedule to full day. The high school's principal left suddenly in the spring, and the superintendent resigned in the fall after a controversial school supply shopping trip. Here in the end of the year, stormy weather meant blackouts on the island, as Wrangell batted the idea of a mask mandate back and forth throughout the fall, ultimately passing an ordinance that lasted for 3 weeks. This is, of course, a snippet of the news in Wrangell in 2020. But much of that wasn't good. How about the good stuff? Any good parts to the water theme? Well, how about Kurt Broderson of Myers Truck, who survived his boat sinking and was rescued in a terrible storm by a daring Coast Guard crew?
But when I got about halfway across Union Bay, I saw this red light in the sky, and I remember thinking, I wonder what those guys are doing out in this miserable conditions. And after a while, I realized they were looking for me.
Wrangell's Christmas boat parade floated on with three sparkling boats braving the waves this winter. Our first doses of COVID-19 vaccine arrived on the water via floatplane. Wrangell came together in tragedy. Neighbors showed up to save a man's life as his trailer burned down. We showed up to vote, with a more than 50% turnout in the general election for the first time in over a decade. When storms meant a canceled tree lighting, anonymous artists put together an iconic replacement made of sticks and safety cones, fondly remembered as the Grinch tree. Here's Tom Wader, Wrangell's Public Works Director.
I definitely got a little chuckle out of it, especially when I saw somebody comment underneath that, well, pretty much sums up 2020. And I thought, yep, that sounds about right.
Wrangell was recognized statewide and nationally as our assistant wrestling coach won a national award, and our Parks and Rec director was honored on the state level. And Wrangell's Citizens of the Year, named in February, the town's two recognizable photographers, Vince Balansag and Rich Einert, have continued to document life around town, pandemic or no. And there's the news that Wrangell's weekly newspaper will have a new and an old owner, Larry Persilli, who's taking over the Sentinel once again after selling it back in the 1980s. 2020 has been an odd, tough year. Wrangell feels the sting of the pandemic and an economically disastrous year. But we've also come together, finding joy in the silly things and sending out 2020 with a bang. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.